One of the key reasons why I particularly am enjoying this Kokoro project is that it gives me all kinds of flexibility, including revisiting subjects I've previously published. In Kokoro number 54, I gathered a number of my moon pictures together and published them under the title Waiting Under a Winter Moon. But I didn't even come close to using all of the moon pictures I have. It seems the moon is something I'm drawn to, I guess, because I have lots and lots of them. And so the other day I happened across another one, and I thought, gosh, maybe I should do something with that in Kokoro. And of course, my first thought was to do something completely different than I had done in Kokoro number 54. But the more I thought about it, the more I thought that what I would like to do is to simply continue what I had done before. Physical publishing things like books and exhibition shows, etc., make that more difficult, because once you're done, and it's sort of difficult to go back with a second edition, or at least it's very difficult to go back with a second edition or a second volume or some such thing. It can be done, but it's complicated. One of the advantages of digital publishing is that I can revisit a topic so easily and continue to explore it more deeply. I have no doubt that there will be a Waiting Under the Winter Moon Part 3 at some point down the road.